understanding little bit about the correspondent. Correspondent is an overseas bank with which the bank is in home country, maintains its account, and through which it routes all its business in connection with their foreign exchange transaction undertaken by it. Okay. The types of the business that correspondent performance includes: one, advising and, wherever necessary, confirming the letter of credit is one of the function of the correspondent. Second function is negotiating the bills which are drawn under letter of credit, collecting the export proceeds which are sent by their Indian counterpart and collect the proceeds and remit it to them. Then honoring the draft, MTs, TTs, travel checks, etc., issued by the bank in India. Then making payment on behalf of the domestic banks and granting or issuance of guaranteeing of the loans and overdraft, and furnishing the credit information such as report on the business houses, etc. Now the bank accounts. There are two types of accounts specifically. That is nostro account. Nostro account means the banks in India maintains the account in other country in that country's currency. In that country's currency is called a nostro account. So our account in their country, in their currency, that is called nostro account. So our account with their banks in their country, in their currency. Pro forma mirror account. Same type of account will be the pro forma mirror account, will be maintained in the books of the banks in India. That is called mirror account. So it is a replica of the nostro account transaction into this. So the transaction which are routed through the nostro account are recorded in the pro forma or mirror account in the books of the bank in the home country. That is called mirror or principal or reverse order account. In other words, the nostro account will be the credit in the pro forma account. Exactly reverse fashion. Because it is a mirror account. Mirror always you can see the reverse. Ulta. Okay. For instance, if TT is drawn by the bank in the home country on its foreign correspondent, the amount of the TT will be credited to the pro forma account at the time of issue, while the nostro account will be debited with the TT amount subsequent to at the time of making the payment. Similarly, bills drawn, letter of credit issued, all other things will be accordingly, the debit and credit entry happens into that. Okay, in the pro forma account. Pro forma account is maintained both in concerned foreign currency and in the home currency, so as to determine, it may be rupee in case of India, and rate of exchange at which the conversion of the one currency into another currency is made is also recorded into that account. Indian rupee account of the foreign banks, that is called vostro accounts. This vostro account is nothing but their account in our country with our bank in our currency. Simple definition. Their account in our country with our banks in our currency, that is rupee. So it is called vostro account. And then loro account. The word loro has means there. There means loro. Thus, an account maintained by the bank in foreign country with the bank in India. Account maintained by the bank which is in foreign country with the bank in India will be a loro account from the point of view of another bank in the same or any other foreign currency. Now, foreign currency accounts of authorized dealer, opening up account. AD banks are permitted freely the nostro account. Okay. Credit facility credit facility in the form of loan or overdraft through its Nostro account abroad can be maximum limit up to 20 lakhs may be enjoyed by the authorized dealer banks. Limit includes the facilities availed or sometimes breach in the balances like that that can be adjusted. If the limit is ever exercised by the reason of unexpected drawing is happened from due to the letter of credit issued and commitment is formed, then it should be updated or regularized within 3 banking days. That means sending the remittances to the Nostro account and settle the issue. So 3 maximum days are permitted in respect of any overdrawing is beyond the limit set up by the correspondent bank on the Nostro account. That should be settled within 3 banking days. Persons are also permitted to open the foreign currency account for obtaining from authorized dealer money changer in India, then outside India by way of scholarship or stipend. That is foreign currency account. Opening of this foreign currency account, permission has been granted by the Reserve Bank of India. The person who have gone abroad for the purpose such as business, medical treatment, like this, you know, training, they are permitted. If their stay is there for beyond 182 days, they are permitted to open the foreign currency account. Okay. Then such an account, they are made only for the foreign exchanges. So it is obtained from the authorized dealer or money changer in India or received outside India by way of scholarship, or money may be received by way of salary or payment of the services not arising out of from the business in India, in anything else that can be done. Of Indian exporter, they are also permitted to open the account in foreign currency so as to track the Asian Clearing Union, that they are permitted. Okay. So exporters in India having the good track record, except those who are the members of the Asian Clearing Union, then those designated exporters or export or trading houses or star trading houses, superstar trading houses, and also those who net foreign exchange earning during the preceding year on account of export after adjusting the payment towards the imports, where not less than 4 crores may be permitted selectively by Reserve Bank of India to open EFC account, to open the foreign currency account by submitting the form EFC to in India as well as from to in abroad. So designated branch of the authorized dealer bank in India will monitor the operation in these accounts abroad. Okay. Foreign currency account for the export related transaction which are permitted to open by the Reserve Bank of India for the temporarily on many occasions, that is exporter deposit the foreign exchange obtained by sale of goods at the international exhibition or trade fair. When the money is received, that they have to deposit into this account. But as soon as that fair or trade fair or exhibition is closed, that account also need to be closed and money has to be remitted back to India. RBI may consider application in the form of EFC from the exporter having good track record for opening the foreign currency account with AD Bank in India and outside India, subject to certain terms and conditions, which states that the application for opening account with the branches of the AD category bank may be submitted through the branch. Then if the account is to be maintained abroad, the application should be made to the exporter giving detail by the exporter by giving details of the bank which the account will be maintained. Indian entity can also open, hold and maintain the foreign currency account with a bank outside India in the name of its own office branch, okay, overseas branch or office, by making the remittances for the purpose of normal business operations of the said office or branch's representative. Unit which is located in special economic zone may open hold and maintain a foreign currency account with an AD bank in India. A person who is a resident in India being a project service exporter, project or service exporters, he will also be permitted to open, hold and maintain the foreign currency account with a bank which is outside India, subject to the standard terms and conditions in the memorandum of project export manual. Diamond dollar account is permitted to the diamond traders to open in India freely without referring to the Reserve Bank of India, where their annual turnover of the traders in diamond is more than rupees 3 crores and above and per year. And they are permitted to open in the dollar denomination only. That is why it is called diamond dollar account, and it is meant for the diamond traders only. Only thing is that as many as 5 accounts are permitted to be opened with the banks in India by the diamond traders under DDA account mechanism. EFC account, as everybody knows, that exchange earners foreign currency account that can be permitted to be opened by whoever, not only exporter, but whoever earns the exchange regularly. They can deposit 100% of such a kind of deposit or remittance which they have received to put it into the exchange earner foreign currency account. Operation of account is little bit complicated. At the most, the last transaction or the balances which are held in EFC account will be converted into Indian rupee 1 month after the 1 month, within 1 month after the 1 month they have kept into the EFC account. And in case if any person wants to utilize those funds within that period or after that period, during that period of conversion, then they have to specifically provide the documentary evidence to the AD bank so as to convert that foreign currency funds into Indian rupees, and the credit will go to the normal operative account. Now coming down to understand little bit about the counter trade. Counter trade is nothing but exchanging the goods or services which are paid for in whole or part with other goods and services other than with the money. So money is not involved into this. That is called counter trade. An exchange, you can maybe medicine for the food or something like that. You can exchange the goods with the equivalent value. So monetary valuation can however be used for the counter trade for accounting purpose only. In dealing between the sovereign states, the term bilateral trade is used, or any transaction involving exchange of the goods or services for something or equal value is called as a counter trade. There are 6 main variants of the counter trade. One is a barter. Barter means exchange of goods and services directly for other goods and services without the use of money as a means of purchase or payment. Then switch trading. Switch trading means the practice in which one company sells to another company its obligation to make the purchase of each country. Then counter purchase. Counter purchase means sale of the goods and the services to one company in other country by a company that promises to make a future purchases of the specific product from the same company in that country. Buyback. Buyback is also the firm which builds a plant in the country or supplies the technology or equipment, training and other services to the country, agrees to take the certain percentage of the plant's output as a partial payment for the contract. And offset. Offset is an agreement that company will offset a hard currency purchase of a unspecified product from that nation in the future. Agreement by one nation to buy the product from another, subject to the purchase of some of or all the components and the raw material from the buyer of that particular country for the product or the assembly of such a product in the buyer's nation. Compensation trade is nothing but it is a form of a barter in which one of the flow is partly in goods and partly by hard currency. Okay. So counter trade proposal involving the adjustment of the value of the goods will be considered by the Reserve Bank of India. Okay. And they will allow you to open the escrow account, allow you to open escrow account in India in US dollar, and that will be considered for the settlement. Okay. All imports and exports under the arrangement, under the barter trade, will be considered to be covered under this. No interest will be payable in the balances which are held in such a opened escrow account. And the total period escrow account, but the funds which are temporarily rendered surplus may be held for the short-term deposit not exceeding 12 months, and banks may pay interest on the applicable rate. No fund-based or non-fund-based facilities can be granted against the security of those funds. Application for permission of opening of the escrow account is required to be made to the Reserve Bank of India for such kind of interest. There have been several reasons that have made a counter trade popular. Obviously, the countries and the companies concerned have engaged or involved in the counter trade due to certain specific advantage. What are those advantages? Counter trade was very common between the communist countries, and it also became popular with respect to the trade between the communist bloc and many developing countries. And this has increased the export turnover also. Now the counter trade becomes popular in the East-West trade mainly due to the foreign exchange problems. Then several companies mitigate the risk of recession for which counter trade they are preparing for. And some countries have also made a counter trade means to increase the sale through the disguised undercutting of the cartel prices. For example, oil prices fixed by the OPEC, Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. Friends, with this, we have completed our discussion on the trade settlement. Thank you very much.